information on cancer, it's all pointed towards adults and very much neglected on the children's side. If you're to look at where a lot of the funding and money's raised goes through various cancer charities, it's predominantly pushed towards adult cancer and not children's cancer. If you were to go to any doctor's surgery or chemist and look for information on children's cancer, it's just not there. After about 18 days, it was decided we would go to Edinburgh and be diagnosed with having leukemia and starting the battle from there. But yeah, I think it is prevalent in this day and age that, you know, you go to the doctors and it's blamed on growing up or it's blamed on something viral. And if you don't know what the symptoms are like we do now, then you would never have considered it to be potentially cancer. I would encourage every parent or every family member to make themselves aware, and hopefully through September being, you know, awareness month, that people will be aware of it and people maybe will investigate it so they know what the symptoms to look out for are and things like that.